Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:10. A little early. Here we go. It's National Nut Day.
Ooh.
I don't know what that means. So I eat cashews all the time and almonds because they're in my diet. So
look what you brought for me.
I brought a little bag of mixed goodness for you. There's some bird seed in there.
I love it. Look, there's some cashews, almonds, some walnuts.
I like the raisins
pepitas,
and cranberries. Some
pepitas?
What? Is that what you call those green things?
Yeah, that's pumpkin
They look like
seeds.
Snot.
No, they're pepitas. They're pumpkin seeds.
I don't look at them. I just eat them. Because they're gross-looking little green things. Anyway, it's National Nut Day, so we're going to get a little nuts here today.
We always are a little bit nuts here today.
Yeah.
Today, tomorrow, yesterday, every day.
We won't talk too much about Monday Night Football because it didn't happen. Oh, wait, it did. Just the Jets didn't show up. But I think the most important thing about Monday Night Football last night was the new trailer to Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker.
I did not get to see this.
I'm kind of excited about it, and I'm not even, like, I'm not a Trekkie, I'm not a Star Wars dude, I'm none of those, but I'm excited about this Star Wars movie. And then there's a big controversy already. Does C-3PO die?
What?
In this movie.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
The Rise of Skywalker. I guess there was a scene in the trailer where he's getting the back of his head beat in pretty bad.
Stop it. Okay, now I have to go on.
Now people are, so look it up. We'll look at it together again.
C-3PO can't die?
I hope not. Because wasn't he in the other movies? I mean, they keep doing sequel and prequel and all this stuff.
These are now past the original three.
Well, then why was it? The Rise of Skywalker.
Meaning
But wasn't he in the later movies that were like Skywalker was like already risen?
No, like Luke Skywalker in the previous film, like the Jedi were dead, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And like then she kind of like his daughter.
Oh, she's a she Skywalker.
Like, she's a she Skywalker.
Oh, okay. So CP3O could die in this one.
It's possible because it's set like this is now past those original three that came out in the 70s. And then like in the early 2000s, there were the other three.
See, I get them all mixed up because he can't do that to an old guy like me. Like, this is a sequel. No, this is a prequel. No, this is, we're going back in time. We're going forward in time. It's like, hey, just stop.
I love the random offshoot that is Rogue One. Like where they get, where
there's
they like
those
yes
too.
Like the written offshoot
it's totally
that it's
different.
Like it but you can just watch that movie
and be separate
they like find
from
the plans for
plots.
The Death Star and they're like okay we have to stop this from happening and like they do
okay
like I love that option
all right because there is that option
yeah
they do that with TV shows now too
they
it's
do.
Like wait what isn't that dude from another show
actually
anyway
I'm not gonna lie I kind of love them all
do you
yeah
all right
that's the type of movie like my husband and I watch on New Year's Day. Like we always
don't
like
you watch football?
No. sometimes we'll do like a Lord of the Rings movie marathon on New Year's Day where we'll watch like all three back to back.
That's kooky if you don't mind me saying.
Or sometimes we'll do a Star Wars movie marathon and we'll choose like one of them to watch, but then we'll go like back or forward or whatever.
Most people are watching the Tournament of Roses parade.
Oh no,
Laura and her husband are watching Star Wars movies.
No, we'll watch the Rose Parade.
What are you going over Sports Center's house to watch them or what?
No, no.
Okay,
he's
that's nuts.
He's probably watching more sports.
That's
sports
nuts.
Center.
That's nuts.
That's
it is National Nut Day.
We go skiing and then we have like
a
binge. Stop saying that's nuts because it's national. It's nuts day or I'm nuts
this is
day.
What I'm doing.
Am
this
I nuts for watching the Lord of the Rings on like New Year's Day?
Yes, that's nuts.
Oh, okay.
And it is National Nuts Day. We'll be right back. Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV, Barbie.
Some business news. Airbnb is renting out a real life Barbie dream house in Malibu. That's how you know the economy's in trouble. Barbie's got like 400 jobs and she still has to rent out her place on Airbnb.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Matt's wearing his Philadelphia Eagles hoodie today, so I guess he's over it. He's back to being a fan.
I've moved
You're
on.
You're a good
it's,
man.
Yeah,
I've
moved on. It's time to get ready for the Bills.
Oh, okay.
That's
the Buffalo Bills next week.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
I thought maybe he's going to whip out the checkbook and pay somebody off. I didn't know.
Actually, I was
Buffalo
trying to wear
Bills.
My Flyers shirt, my Flyers hoodie, but I couldn't find it this morning, and I was running a little bit behind, so I just threw this on. Because the Flyers had a nice win last night.
Your wife put it in the burn barrel when you weren't home.
Nah, she wouldn't do that. She At least I don't think she would.
She's too nice. She's too nice.
That Lisa would not do that.
That happened to me once, but I, just, oh. I assume it happens
oh,
to
really?
Everybody. It's like, yeah, I was married once. But anyway, so I'm glad that you're, you know, because when you're a fan, you take that hit, you know what I mean? And the next day you say, well, there's always next week. So I just want to point out that I'm proud of you there, Maddie.
Why, thank you. I appreciate it.
Positivity rolling.
I try. Mm-hmm. It's going to be very difficult this week, but I'll try.
It's okay. You can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Late night TV last night. Kimmel had a couple of things to say about the Yankees. We'll air that later.
Oh, boy.
It is kind of funny.
Gee, thanks.
He says, now you know what it's like to be a Mets fan.
Hey.
So, anyway, also coming up later on this program this morning, can Laura Good wear a tiara? Anytime she wants.
Yes.
No, but she can in November.
Oh. Hello, yes, because it's called a tiara trot.
There it is.
And you crowns and princess attire encouraged.
I feel like you can pull that off pretty much any day of the week, which is a good thing and a bad thing.
Fun fact, when we went on a family vacation to Disney World, I wore a crown every day, much to my sister's disappointment.
How old were you?
32.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Once again, this is my surprise face.
Yeah, we are not surprised, but yet I kind of am.
I wanted to get that princess makeover. They told me no, it was only for children. So I gave myself my very own princess makeover
literally
wore a crown every single
day.
They
should have let you done that.
Some people wear mouse ears. I wore a princess tiara.
Every day.
Every day.
As an adult.
Oh, geez.
As an adult.
And you will be doing that at the Tiara Trot, where you will fit in with everyone.
Yes, I will. I fit in with people at Disney. People at Disney dress
up. There are other adult women walking around in tiaras?
And mouse ears and outfits?
Because Disney brings out the kid in you.
It
where
does.
Have you been?
This is why I don't go to Disney. Because I don't want to hang out with a bunch of idiot adults dressing like children.
I
this
drank
is why you should walk
around
out right
the
now.
World. I drank around the world. In Epcot with my family whilst wearing a crown.
Well done.
Okay, now let's go back to the drank around the world thing. Obviously, you had to be an adult to do that.
Yeah, again, I said I was 32.
With or without your tiara or your mouse ears, you can drink around the world?
Yes, and it's excellent.
Yes.
How the heck
it's
does this
Epcot.
Work?
It's in Epcot.
Around the lagoon.
He's up here, Matt, because I might want to go to Disney
yes.
now.
You're going to want to go to Epcot.
Showcase at Epcot.
The world showcase. Every country, they have a food stop or a restaurant or something. So you start in Mexico.
And then a booze stop, too.
Yes, and each country has its own specialty drink.
Okay.
And you start in Mexico, and you end up in Great Britain on the other side of the lagoon, and you have all the different stops in between.
I actually usually go the other way around. I start in Great Britain and go and end in Mexico.
No, see, we wanted to finish with the snake bite.
For you guys at the fire
the
company, they're talking about Mexico.
That's good call.
They're just saying it's funny.
Tequila needed to begin that day.
Okay.
And it did.
And it did.
Well, actually, yeah, you may want to start hard first and
but
then
see, what happens
up.
Was...
Yeah. Do you guys want to discuss this out in the hall and we'll just take a commercial break?
No, this is this
what
is
the
great.
Hell is going on here?
All I know is a Washaleski doesn't stop when you get to the end. Oh, no, you go back to Germany.
I believe that.
You go back
I
to Germany.
Totally
you
believe
and
that.
You get yourself another beer.
Germany's
that,
at the halfway point
house.
Of World Showcase anyway. So
okay,
you go.
I have
you
no
go.
Idea what you guys are talking about, but I do get one point out of this. The Cotrillo clan would stop when they went around the world.
We did.
The Washaleski clan would go around again.
That's exactly
our,
what
our
happened.
Favorite stops are the French wine and a German beer.
My mom and my sister were so, like, done with my dad, my husband, and I that they left us. And we went back around.
Again, surprise face number two.
Yeah, surprise face number two for me, too.
But again, all while wearing
tiara.
Yes.
My crown.
Of course.
There's a beauty in it now.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Tom and Laura in the morning. Isn't it sad when your favorite songs from your favorite hair bands are now Geico insurance TV commercials?
I know.
There you have it.
I love that little green gecko, though.
I just want to run over it with a lawnmower. Oh, sorry, fella. Get off of my lawn.
Please,
anyway.
Please, let's not. All right, what time is it?
All right, what is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Do we need to talk about harming wildlife at 7:15 in the morning?
I thought Matt would have my back on this one.
No.
Here's what I want to talk to you guys about. Are you raking the leaves yet out of the old Good estate?
No, you mulch them in.
Perfect. See, now that, and But I thought you would mulch them and then, like, eat it for breakfast, because that's what you do. Meanwhile, Matt's
now, sometimes
got...
I gather and put them in my compost pile.
Ooh, isn't that nice? Meanwhile, let's go to Matt. He's got a new house in Northumberland. Do you rake or mulch?
I don't have that many trees around my property. They're mostly on my neighbor's property, so I really haven't had the need to do so.
Don't they blow over, though?
Yeah, and if so, I just let them go.
Or does whatever. Your neighbor, like, gather them up and when you're not home, throw them over the fence?
Is that
At least I haven't seen that yet. There is no fence.
I didn't think there was a fence.
Yeah, there is no fence.
Well, you know what I mean. Over the property line. Property.
The property?
Popular science says go ahead and mulch those leaves. It'll give you better grass next year.
It will. It's because it helps encourage, like, nitrogen production in the soil. And then as it decomposes, it helps to sort of put the good nutrients back in our lawns.
And too much work.
Tom and Laura with Bill Nye the Science Guy. Ladies and gentlemen.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Nobody, oh my.
Nobody cares.
Bill,
they just want to, they don't want to rake.
Bill,
that's
Bill.
The deal.
As long as you have a mulching mower, but don't use the bag attachment. You need to take it off and then allow that just to kind of
mulch
the ground.
I never heard of that.
She should have her own show on DIY.
Yes, we've established this already.
Anyway, yes, there is a mulching mower that kind of keeps everything in the blades. And it kind
that's
of,
the kind
instead
that
of just
and I
blowing
have.
It out the chute.
No, that's
I was
the
unaware.
Kind Keith and I have.
There
we
you
have
go.
It in the blades. It's a mulching
yes.
mower.
So mulch it up. Popular science says mulch it up, and then it'll make a thin layer of mulch on top of the grass, which will feed the grass. However, if you're that guy who doesn't rake
that probably
and
be
doesn't
me.
Mulch, the snow will cover the unmulched leaves and
kill your
grass.
Mm-hmm. You can't let, like, you know how in the summertime if you kind of procrastinate and you don't mow your lawn and there's the big clumps of grass and then that grass will die underneath, it traps it can't get enough oxygen, it can't get enough stuff to breathe.
I see.
It will mat down, Matt. That's M-A-T-T-E down.
I
on
see.
Top
it
of
will.
Your mat lawn, M-A-T-T. And
I
yes.
will take note.
So mulching mowers are great.
Who's gonna be raking the leaves over your house?
I will do it.
You don't need to rake them; just mulch them.
He just said he doesn't have a mulching mower.
Yeah, I have one rake, but I haven't had the need to rake. There's like no leaves in my yard, honestly, front or backyard.
Again, though, they are good on your compost pile.
Do you have a compost pile?
I have a burn barrel that has a ton of beer cans in it from my last neighbor that I haven't cleaned out yet. So
let's not burn things. Can we not burn things?
And I don't know.
But I haven't used it. I really don't plan to use it. Actually, I'm trying to get rid of it because it's just sitting there and it's rusting in my backyard and I really don't care for it. So I'm trying to get rid of it.
The dumpster out back here has a lot of mysterious things in it, Matt.
Oh, there you go. That's a suggestion.
I'm just throwing it out there.
I may have to take up on that suggestion.
I have a truck you can use.
Okay, thank you.
Perfect. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 7 o'clock news block. On the way next, Matt's got the news, Sports Center has got the sports, and we'll take a look at the AccuWeather forecast. All right, so the new Star Wars trailer aired last night on Monday Night Football.
What?
And it was released onto YouTube afterward.
What?
And people were more interested in Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker than they were in the Jets, who never really took off at all. So
this is true.
See what I did?
I got the goosebumps.
We just watched the trailer, and I don't know if it's because it's a little comfy chilly in here, or did Laura get that moved? But she's got goosebumps on her goosebumps.
I got
there,
the goosebumps.
So. I got to watch this.
Dude, it's amazing.
Mark Star Wars.
Hamill's voice. The Force will be with you.
The Force will be with you. His voice says to his daughter, always.
What?
Yeah! And then,
that's
and
epic.
And then Darth Vader's kid, who doesn't have the helmet on, he has a real face. That is,
the saga will end. The story lives forever.
Oh, there you go.
Where is Movie Mike when we need him?
That's what I was just going to say. Can we call him? Can we get him on the radio?
I want to text him right now.
This is amazing. The big controversy now coming out of this last night was everybody freaked out and they stopped caring about the Patriots and the Jets, and that's okay. They want to know, does C-3PO die?
Okay, well,
will
that
he
scene.
Die in this movie?
Okay, so
this is
a
good notion there.
There's a scene and Poe asks him, what are you doing there, 3PO? And he goes, taking one last look at my friends. What?
I don't want to see that.
What?
I know. That'd be incredibly sad if CP3O dies.
Well, first of all, how do you kill a robot?
Okay, so like Rey is the Skywalker that has risen, right? So everybody knows that this is, I mean, spoiler alert. Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
But like she has the blue lightsaber, man.
It's cool looking.
She is one bad chick. What?
Bad.
What? Yeah.
She's a bad mother Jedi.
There you go, exactly.
So, but I want to know, like, how would he die? Because he's a robot. I mean, if they chop his head off, they can reattach it. A couple of extension cords and some duct tape.
He probably blows up somehow, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
What is the robot equivalent of death? Seriously.
This is what I'm asking.
I need to know.
Somebody needs to know. Ford Fun Line is open.
Chewie's there, and he lets out, like, his little sad
roar.
I
had an intern who was Chewbacca at one time. That's not bad.
I'm trying.
It's not really good. But your son's like a frog in a pond. Yeah. I don't know.
You're like a little tree frog, though.
Yeah. Too high.
So that's all right.
Did you see at the end, though, she was like hugging someone with the butt? I bet that's Leia, man. That's Princess Leia. They're going to CGI Carrie Fisher in there. I guarantee it.
That could happen. That wouldn't surprise me.
I'm serious because she was hugging it. Like, I think she was hugging Leia.
A computer generated.
Seriously.
Carrie Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is so exciting.
We need to see how this is all going to get resolved.
So if you have any thoughts on this.
December 20th.
If you have any thoughts on this, the Ford Fund Line is always open. And in the meantime, how'd that football game go last night?
What football game?
Yeah, let's not even discuss that. Who cares? Wasn't even a game last night.
Sports Center will do that coming up next. 94KX, Tom and Laurie in the morning at 7:10. Good morning. It's National Nut Day, so go nuts today. Although the day is dedicated to actual nuts. So I eat a lot of cashews and walnuts and stuff like that. So go nuts today. But if you were to spend an entire day, listen up, moms and dads, an entire day eating like a kid, what would you eat? Now, you said pizza. That's dead on. A kid's number one food is pizza.
I really enjoyed Pizza Fridays in like middle school at school.
In the cafeteria?
That rectangle pizza that had like the holes on the bottom. Do you know what I'm talking about?
It's like the Elio's pizza.
Yeah, school pizza.
Oh, love that.
And then you would get like carrots and celery with like ranch dipping sauce on the sides and like applesauce or a fruit cup. Best lunch ever.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
My school had the stuffed crust cheese pizza, which was really good too.
We're not that fancy here. Sorry. I went to private school.
Must be nice to grow up in the Poconos.
Wow, must be really nice to go to private school in the Poconos.
You know, in my school, we didn't have anything. We didn't even have a cafeteria. You just went in some random room and sat down and ate. The only thing they gave you, this is how old I am, the only thing you got was white milk, chocolate milk, or orange drink. Take your pick. You had to bring your own lunch. But pizza lunch sounds good. The average kid, 2,000 kids were surveyed. What is your favorite food? And for adults, here's how we'd have to eat.
Let's hear it.
All right. We'd start out with yogurt for breakfast. Really?
No, come on. Like Lucky Charms.
That's interesting.
Or Fruit Loops.
The only thing I could say is that Go-Gurt.
Kids do like that.
My sister and I ate that growing up.
It's not really yogurt. It's like a treat.
No, gross. I say Cocoa Puffs. Seriously.
She says gross, but she goes for the Cocoa Puffs. That's my girl standing over there.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Sure. All right, so that's what you would have for breakfast. We'd start out with a little yogurt, followed by pizza for lunch.
Excellent.
Yes.
Ice cream as a midday snack, pizza again for dinner, and then apple pie for dessert.
Really?
No kid is asking for apple pie.
Yeah,
so I didn't think so.
What about spaghetti and meatballs?
Where's mac and cheese? That's what I want to know.
Spaghetti and meatballs finished third for dinner.
What about chicken nuggets?
Chicken finished second, so maybe nugget form, yes. Behind pizza, there was fried chicken, spaghetti and meatballs. Burgers came in there for lunch behind chicken and pizza.
I was a weird little kid because I always appreciated like mac and cheese with like some of those Van de Kamp's like fish sticks.
And you put the fish sticks inside the mac and cheese?
No, just like alongside of it, like some sort of fried fish, mac and cheese, and
that's
peas.
Not bad.
Yes. Oh,
the peas
I
are
love
rather random.
Mixing.
But I like peas.
No, I love mixing mac and cheese and peas with cracked pepper on top. That's the best combination ever.
Yes.
Oddly enough, guys, 2,000 kids were surveyed. Mac and cheese didn't come up at all.
That's amazing.
My three daughters grew up on mac and cheese.
Yeah, so did I.
So did we.
And when we would make homemade mac and cheese, they'd be like, eh. This isn't that good.
Oh, no, it was always
they
homemade.
They wanted the craft in the box.
Yes.
No, it was always
orange
homemade at my house.
Powdery goodness.
And then we had to use special cheese for my sister growing up because she couldn't eat anything.
Oh, boy.
She had a lot of allergies.
Wow.
But we love the special mac and cheese. Macmoni. Called it Macmoni.
My dad makes a mean baked mac and cheese.
Where'd that name come from?
Like, because somebody couldn't say it when they were a little kid.
Oh, okay.
So Macmoni.
All right. I thought maybe, you know, there was a secret ingredient or something. No. Moni. This is good. Moni. Yeah. Anyway, so there's the foods. If you could eat like a kid today, mom, dad, you're packing your own lunch for work. There you go. A little yogurt, a little pizza.
I really want some. Where's intern Nick? I want some Cocoa Puffs.
Let's send out for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, we should.
It is a Tuesday. Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV. So Late Night TV people were expecting the Dodgers and the Yankees in the World Series.
This was shaping up to be an exciting week for baseball. We thought maybe the Dodgers and Yankees would be in the World Series together, but it didn't happen. Dodgers went early and the Yankees went down hard on Saturday night. This is the rare week when Yankees fans get to experience what it feels like to be a Mets fan all the time.
It's Tom and Laura in the morning, working our way toward news and sports and AccuWeather. You don't have your tiara on.
I'm saving my tiara.
Well, I thought you'd want to entertain our guests and look like a pretty, pretty princess.
Event.
Okay.
I am a pretty, pretty princess every single day.
Isn't somebody supposed to tell you that? You're not supposed to announce it yourself?
I'm announcing it myself. Every person.
Mm-hmm.
You do so well with that.
Yeah. All right. It's time for birthday buddies, but first we'd like to do the musical birthdays. Are you ready for this one, Laura? Zach Hanson is 34 years old today. He is the youngest of the Hansons.
Wow.
Whatever happened to those dudes? I think the oldest Hanson, I think he works at the Turkey Hill in Sunbury. I was there on Front Street the other night, and he was like, need a slushie, Tom Morgan? I was, no, I'm good. Aren't you one of the Hanson boys? Anyway, John Foreman is 43 years old. Who's John Foreman? He is the lead vocalist for Switchfoot.
And, oh, cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
I thought it was the Foreman Mills guy.
No. And then, finally, one of my fun rappers, one of my ska reggae rappers, Shaggy, is 51 years old today.
I love Shaggy.
Shaggy is 51 years old. I wonder if he's still like partying like it's 1999. I don't know. I mean,
he is.
He's still
in Jamaica.
He's still partaking there of the hemp.
Sure.
Okay, just throwing it out there.
The hemp.
All right. Now let's take a look at the local celebrities. And we do have studio guests who are going to help us here. The local celebrities, we call them Tom and Laura's.
Oh, no.
Guys, you're supposed to yell birthday buddies. Okay, we call them Tom and Laura's.
Birthday buddies.
Okay, you're going to have to do better in a little bit. Okay, just practice over there.
Get a little more excited.
Now they know what to call them. We'll be good.
All right. Yell it.
Happy birthday to Andrea Stewart. She's from Middleburg. She's 42 today.
A very happy birthday to Justin Spade from Millmont, 39 today.
Fatty Herman from West Milton is 58. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Becky Naiman from Sealands Grove. She's 39. It may be Neme.
Oh, okay.
Silent T? I don't know. I hope I got it right.
A very happy birthday to Kayla Comer from Middleburg, 29 today.
Phil Work from Herndon is 27. Happy birthday.
Brian Burke from Cole Township is 46 today. Happy birthday.
Kim Cleona is 46.
Rebecca Luke from Sunbury is 48. Happy birthday.
A happy birthday to Danica Funk from Northumberland. She's 25.
Megan Hassinger from Freeburg is 33.
Tanya Schneck from Middleburg is 44. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Felicia Wagner. She is 54 years old today.
Michael Stivola from Sealands Grove is 45.
Victoria Ludwig is 54. Happy birthday.
And happy birthday to Jennifer Groff of Coon Hunter, PA. She's 48 years old today.
Pam Wagner from Sealands Grove is 53.
Will Lawrence from Sunbury is 49. Happy birthday.
All right, taking a look at the text club. I see nobody in there.
Nobody on the book of faces.
But everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can always text us at 49330. You can message us on the 94KX Facebook page or call us on the Ford Fun Line. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
That's not bad.
That's okay. It's all right. They get like 3 out of 4 stars.
It's a tough job. It's a tough job being the studio audience. Yeah.
The library ladies still killed it.
Yes. I don't know if anybody's going to take them down, though, to be honest.
I don't know.
So library ladies. Tom and Laura's birthday buddies.
On 94KX.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura live when we invite the community in. And we're going to talk about the annual Tiara Trot. We have Mike and Jill with us, and this is Laura's chance to wear a tiara, besides when she wears a tiara for 7 straight days in Disney, please? Which we learned about earlier this morning.
Can we please stop judging that?
Okay, yeah, thank I'll you. Stop. Yep, sure.
I wanted to feel like a kid at Disney World, and I did, and it was lovely.
Whereas I would wear a tiara in public if it was for a good cause. And so is Laura. She's going to.
Sunday, November 10th is the event. Mike and Jill are siblings of Joy Marts, who brought joy to family, friends, acquaintances all throughout Central Pennsylvania. And the upcoming Tiara Trot is just an example of how her legacy continues. Right, guys?
Yes, exactly.
First, tell us about Joy.
Joy was bigger than life. She had a larger than life personality. And Joy was an individual with special needs. And she was nonverbal. But if Joy was in the room, you were going to know she was there. If she was stealing your cake, or she loved dessert, she loved whipped cream, so anything like that, it was going to be an issue. Sparkles, glitter, hence the tiara trot. Yes.
What?
Oh, there you go. You can have it on.
She has glitter tattoos from Knoebels.
Perfect. Anyway. Wear those on the day of the event.
There you go.
You will fit right in.
I might be able to procure a couple more, maybe a couple of crowns or two.
Okay. That sounds good. So you knew when Joy was around. You knew when she was in the room. You knew
everything
was going to sparkle.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Her smile, her eyes were just beautiful.
And
her personality.
Yeah.
Very good times together. Yes.
So that's why we have the Tiara Trot for Joy.
And it's not just a 5K. I feel like we need, obviously, we'll share all of the information for folks who are on, the way to work this morning. But it's not just a 5K where, you sign up and you run. This is a stroll, a walk, a roll. This is for everyone of all abilities.
Exactly. Yep, that was the point. We wanted to include all ability levels. So anybody could participate, anybody could do it.
It's really geared toward, as far as all the proceeds will go to EOS for therapeutic riding. So we're really trying to target, as far as the target market of who's going to be helped, it'll be individuals with disabilities like Joy.
And if you're familiar with therapeutic riding, it's not just the hip thing now. It's not just a trend or whatever. It's a great event for someone of special needs to get out there and interact, and no one knows better than Laura, interact with animals and have a good time.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty awesome. EOS is a wonderful therapeutic facility outside of Bloomsburg, and they've been doing just cool and awesome things for individuals with special needs since the early 90s, mm-hmm. If not before. The date escapes me when Debbie started EOS, Debbie Smith, mm-hmm. up there. But at the end of the day, it's such a freeing thing for someone who might not be able to motor around on their own to get up on a large animal and motor around and feel like they're flying. It's just the coolest thing ever.
And that is such a great opportunity. And that's one of the, the goals of the Joy Marts Memorial and the Tiara Trot for Joy is to just raise awareness and then access and opportunity for individuals with special needs. That's a main priority for us.
So it's going to be a good time for anybody who wants to try the trot for the first time, but then they're going to get an education and then realize where the money's going.
Right. And hopefully if the weather's nice, EOS is planning to bring some of the horses out.
Yay.
So you can get pictures with them.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
I bet they will be dressed to impress. I guarantee it.
Wait, they're going to dress up a horse?
Oh, yes. That's a thing.
Of course. Okay. Guys, thanks for coming in. Anything else?
Just one thing. The sponsor, we just really like to thank all the sponsors. One that we accidentally left out was Michael Foods. They were one of the
They're good people.
Yeah,
one of our Sparkle sponsors. Yeah. Our largest sponsors were Martha's Game Farm, Schaefer Productions, Sunbury Broadcasting, mm-hmm. Sunbury Motor Corporation, and Michael Foods. So we'd really like to thank all the sponsors.
And everyone that's helped Joy over the years and been there for us.
All right, so get your tiaras ready, and Laura, you get yours ready as well for November, and we'll link all the information.
We will link up Sunday, November 10th is the date. The race kicks off at 11 p.m. a.m. I'll be there broadcasting live and on location from 9 until 11. But registration is open now, and it's just going to be a wonderful, wonderful event.
Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning in the graveyard with Halsey. News coming up next. Check on sports. And as always, AccuWeather. You won't hear about this in the news, but it happened over the weekend near Seattle, Washington. Somebody robbed a place called Bob's Burgers.
Oh, no.
I love that show.
It's such a cool cartoon.
Oh, I love that show.
I just enjoy it. But anyway, this actually happened. Police say not only was Bob robbed, but the customers were all robbed. Like, the robber came in and robbed everybody in Bob's Burgers. Now, if you are a fan of the animated adult cartoon Bob's Burgers, there was actually an episode back in, 2011?
Okay.
That, Bob's Burgers got robbed.
Everyone, back in their seat! Now, this is a robbery!
Robbery, now that's a twist.
This is not part of the show, people. This is a real robbery. Kids, get behind the car.
Remember Bob's was having a mystery dinner? A mystery murder mystery dinner?
Yep, fine. Listen, there are kids here, so don't do anything stupid. Then rob this place.
Shut up, Greaseball.
Don't call me Greaseball. Mask face. It's not part of the show.
Show?
Gene, stop.
Just take it easy.
Oh, I'll take it. Easy.
Okay, that's all of it.
You've got your money, now be on your way.
The episode aired in February of 2011, and over the weekend, someone actually robbed a place called Bob's Burgers in Seattle.
Poor Bob, he's had it so rough. He really has.
Yes.
None of this surprises me.
What, that it happened in Seattle? Seattle's not Florida.
No, that just happened, that just Bob's Burgers and someone would rob a Bob's Burgers.
Stick them up, Greaseball. No, thank you. Mask face.
Mask face.
That's just great stuff. No one was injured. Bob at the actual Bob's Burgers handed over the money. The customers handed over their wallets. Police are now looking for the suspect.
Oh, geez.
There's little cartoon pictures hanging up everywhere of what the suspect looked like.
Oh, really? Okay.
Stupid news with Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94KX, it's a Try It Tuesday, and we are going to try, thanks to intern Nick, who spotted them in the nearby grocery, and purchased the new Mystery Oreos in white packaging.
Okay, so...
And there's a clue on the back that we read, and it makes no sense at all.
All right, so guess the flavor for a chance to win $50,000.
Okay, we need the money here.
We do need the money. We're going to split it three ways, though.
Yes, we've agreed to that.
You mean Nick doesn't get it? At four ways? Or are you cutting out Matt? Who are we cutting out?
I'm cutting out you.
What?
No, we'll split it four ways. Okay. So sweepstakes end online at 11:59 p.m. on November 10th. So we have time.
We have time.
First prize is 50,000 schmeckers.
50 grand.
All right, so we're going to enter. But here's this clue.
Okay, give it to the audience. Maybe they could figure it out because we can't. Listen up, you guys at the fire company having scrambled eggs and beer for breakfast.
Its name it stole and history kept.
Okay, it's a stolen name, but it is kept in history.
Perhaps from a creature that lives on the steppe, but it's spelled steppe.
So that's got to be somewhere geographically, kind of cliff or some kind of, maybe underwater?
Steppe.
I got it. These are Loch Ness Monster flavored cookies. Because nobody ever tasted the Loch Ness Monster.
Perhaps.
Nessie.
I got nothing.
Okay,
steppe is a belt of grassland that extends some 5,000 miles from Hungary in the west through the Ukraine and Central Asia to Manchuria. I'm serious, to Manchuria.
I'm getting kind of hungry right now.
In the east.
I'm getting kind of hungry.
I am right getting kind of hungry,
so,
too.
The steppe divides into distinct segments, but horsemen could cross such barriers easily so that steppe peoples could and did interact across the breadth of the Eurasian grassland throughout most of recorded history.
You see, people,
I'm really confused.
What happens when we let Laura Google stuff.
Just open the damn bag of cookies and let's happen.
Exactly.
Let's make this happen.
Well, what kind of creatures did they graze on this vast grassland?
That's a good question.
I went to the intraweb.
Okay.
Oh, here we go with
Oreo
this.
Cookies wants to see what you think. Paul says cinnamon Teddy Grahams, which has nothing to do with the step. Elsewhere, Jamie says pumpkin spice. Susan says churros. What's that?
That's that Mexican snack.
Ooh, yeah.
That has the cinnamon and everything.
Fried, like, twisted dough with cinnamon and sugar.
Yes. Okay. All right. One Song Johnny says waffle. We're going to make waffles. Okay, Amanda says graham cracker with cinnamon.
Okay.
Okay, but some of these guesses, they're so random. Well, yeah, it's like
they all seem to have a spiciness to them. Cinnamon, spice.
We need to remove any influences of Mexican culture, though, because this is like talking about Manchuria and Hungary. So we have to look to like Eastern European culture.
Okay.
All right. I guess we can go
with
that.
I just ate at a Manchurian restaurant the other night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was delicious.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, people, if you're going to take a guess, don't say, like, it tastes like chicken or something.
Well,
you
know what I'm saying? Don't say that.
Don't do that.
Jeannie says pumpkin spice latte. Okay. Jana says cinnamon French toast with syrup. Well.
But see, how do you get the syrup? That's what I'm saying.
Maybe it's got a little maple-y to it. Justy says maple, cinnamon, or both as a combo. You can't have an or, dude. You vote on one.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, come on.
That's a prime example right there.
All right, so people are voting. I think it's time to go Facebook Live and just break into the bag. And we'll let intern Nick be the star of this video. Because he brought us the cookies. Nick, you ready to be the star?
What did the Mongols eat? What is this?
I wish Nick would say something once in a while. He nods or thumbs up us.
All right, the most prominent foods in the diet of people from the steppe were meat and milk products such as cheese and yogurt.
You're being way too serious.
I have no idea where you are right now in the world.
Me either. Just eat the cookies.
Ooh, fermented mare's milk.
What the hell?
I don't know. Do I want to try these cookies anymore?
I don't know. I'm not going to eat anything fermented from a cow. I don't know. All right, people, go Facebook Live and we'll check it out in just a bit.
Oh,
it's a
thank
Try
God.
It Tuesday with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94K. Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work with 94KX and some late night television.
This isn't good. The FDA just announced that over 95% of baby food they tested had traces of metal in it. But on the bright side, your mom wasn't lying when she said, "Here comes the airplane."
Charmin has set up a new toilet paper dispensing kiosk in a Manhattan park. So if you're in a Manhattan park and you're searching for toilet paper, something has gone horribly wrong.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Still trying to figure out the mystery Oreos. Thanks for those, intern Nick. And watch our Facebook video if you didn't catch it live. We'll talk about that as the days go on, and we'll talk about how we're going to spend our $50,000 when we win it.
That's right.
Okay, Matt, we're going to do this live on air.
Oh, boy, what?
What's your guess?
I'm going French toast.
Yep.
Okay.
Went French toast.
So, French toast.
In the meantime.
Matt Catrillo.
We are out tonight at the Edison Restaurant. Drinks for Pink. Make sure you're there. It's an event which our staff attempts to bartend, and the tips go to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center. And tonight, though, at the Edison, we will not be serving mystery Oreos. We will be serving Cosmopolitans and pink Moscato Sangria.
What? I am so excited for that pink Moscato Sangria, not going to lie.
Okay.
And boy.
And if you want to eat steamed mussels or clams, $6. Penne with vodka sauce, yum. And fresh basil on there, $10. It sounds like it's
okay. Oh, yeah. I'm getting on some of that. I will be making an appearance tonight.
Matt and I are going to go there for 6. Dinner? Our buddy Rob Center will be behind the bar from 6 until 7. I'll take the bar from 7 to 8, but we're going to eat dinner first.
Yes.
All right. And keep in mind, just for hanging out with us, you could register to win Steelers tickets. That's the Steelers-Browns game in December. That should be pretty cool. Also, to be given away, Bucknell-Penn State basketball tickets. That's always a cool basketball game because of, you know, the local love for both teams. A $100 gift card from Retra. Thank you. They're in downtown Lewisburg. And someone's going to win unlimited car washes from the Ultimate Express Car Wash for a year. For some people, that might just be a couple of car washes. For a fanatic like myself, a year's worth of car washes is about 360 of them. So I go there like almost every day. But anyway, so see you tonight at the Edison restaurant, or see you on social media eating Oreos. What a weird combination.
It is, but it's all fun.
It is. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. More exciting than a Try It Tuesday with Mystery Oreos, our vacation destination with Liberty Travel. Somebody is going to win a luxury trip for two, 7 nights, all-inclusive in Punta Cana.
Here's the thing. Ooh. Talking about our vacation destination.
Yes.
Apparently, because thank you to Angela, who commented on our Facebook page, that there are clues released every Monday.
On the Mystery Oreos, yes. Not on our vacation destination.
So this flavor.
Okay.
On your vacation destination. So say you're in the Dominican.
Okay.
And it's breakfast or late at night. This flavor gains fame, or once every day when they're one and the same.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So we're not talking about all-inclusive drinks. We're talking about food.
Well, here's the thing. At this resort, all-inclusive drinks and all-inclusive food. All-inclusive all the things.
Yes. It could be yours.
It could be.
You've just got to listen all day long to 94KX for your chance. And it's not going to be somebody blah-bitty-blah-bitty-blonde.
Nope.
There's going to be a quick thing that says, call now, caller 9.
Right.
And you're going to be caller 9.
Be quick on the dial.
One qualification per person. We'll find out who's on the way to Punta Cana.
Woohoo!
In November.
It's awesome.
November's just around the corner.
It is. This year went really quickly.
Yes. So, guys, it's going to get cold around here, and it's going to start snowing.
Details at WQKX.com.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning waiting for tonight. See you at Drinks for Pink at the Edison Restaurant in downtown Sunbury starting at 6, or get there earlier. What the heck?
Absolutely.
You know how we like to start things early?
We do. You know what? I feel like we need like an hour before the event to like ease into the event.
Oh, is that
to make sure that we're prepared for the event that starts
ease
at 6 o'clock.
For the event? Okay.
Chef Brian is my man.
He is the man.
Here's the thing.
All right.
I need to just taste test this pink Moscato specialty drink and or the Cosmopolitan. I don't want to serve it to the general public and have it not be something that's delicious.
And or the penne with vodka sauce and fresh basil on top. Yum.
I'm going to need a little sampling of the Edison Restaurant's finest before Drinks for Pink, which is at 6.
Steamed mussels and clams as well on special. We'll see you tonight. Sean Carey is next. See you, everybody.
Bye.